had horses. My dad had horses.
Oh, okay. Well, then what do you call the place where you
stalled?
And is that the shelter for the horses?
Uh-huh. They all put in the barn, the cows and the horses separate, but they all had a place farm.
Right. How about stable? Was it ever
called? That's where you put the horses, in the stable.
Okay. And now, let's see. Oh, besides the barn, was there ever any special place that you would milk the cows besides the barn?
Yeah, they had a regular shed-like place for them.
And do you know what that was called?
No, it just had a roof over it, you know, and no sides, anything, just drove them up under that.
Oh.
Now they have regular electric milkers, you know, and that was
right.
Modern day.
Right.
You're not talking about modern day stuff.
Right. Okay. How about hogs and pigs? What kind of shelter did they have in?
Well, the poor things, little pigs, they had little houses for them, you know, but they didn't have covers for all of them, houses for all the older hogs.
Hmm.
They just had to take the weather.
And do you know, did the shelter have any certain name?
Hog pen, that's just hog pen.
Yeah.
So they put them in there.
Okay.
And they get rid to
now,
fatten them.
Yeah. You said that the place for milk and butter was the, said that there was a place for storing the milk
keep
and the butter.
Keep it cool, you know.
Yeah, and that was before the days of refrigeration.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what that was called?
That was called a cellar. That's what we always called it.
Cellar, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And did you store anything else in the cellar?
No, just the milk and butter to keep it cool.
Well, then where was the potatoes and the turnips stored?
Oh, we had, they made hills for them. They had potato hills just out in the garden and had corn stalks, and they put corn stalks and dirt and where the rain couldn't get to them, you know, and just go in there and get out potatoes and turnips.
I see. Well, have you ever heard of the word dairy?
Dairy? Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Well, that's where a dairy is, where they have the cows, you know, and that's where they keep the cows, have a dairy farm.
I see. But you never called the place the cellar, you never called the cellar the dairy?
Oh, no,
never.
No.
Okay. And then the place where you keep your stock, all the stock that it was just kept to feed, what was that called?
Well, that was we always called it out in the barn, at the barn, and all these houses.
What was the part all around the barn, what was that called?
Well, they had it fenced in and a block, called it a lot.
Okay. And then where the cows and the sheep and all the other animals would graze, what did you call that?
Pastures.
Yeah. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yeah, my daddy did, but I can't remember it because he went out to the farm after he retired. He retired at 45, mighty young, but when we moved to town, he quit farming.
Oh.
And he had tenants, you know, and he'd go out there all the time to see after the farm.
So you don't remember too much about cotton?
No.
Okay. Do you know what weeding cotton with a hoe is?
Oh yeah, I've seen them hoe cotton. They call that hoeing cotton.
Call it hoeing cotton. And what do you call the grass that grows up in the cotton field and you don't want it there?
Oh, you have to get it out. They always say you got to hoe the cotton.
Yeah.
Hoeing means getting rid of the grass.
Okay. So I guess it's just grass that's in a cotton
uh-huh,
field
it
that
is.
You don't want to have there.
No,
so have
grass
cotton.
And weeds.
Okay. And you weed the cotton with
yeah.
the hoe.
Uh-huh.
Is it ever called chopping?